Monday, June the 8th, 98. Unfortunately, Eileen not present, owing to sickness.
Do you know? Do you wish to speak to us?
A few moments longer, please. I apologize for the delay in coming to you.
Oh, no apology needed, thank you.
I need not tell you that the one who normally comes to you will not be here this time.
No. No, I don't imagine so.
We have said in the past that this little one will be used in a similar way with a similar member of our spiritual team. But we are not quite ready yet to use her in this way.
I see. But it doesn't really matter. We can spend the evening in other ways.
You will, of course, appreciate that we were already cognizant with the fact that the lady would not be here.
Yes, of course.
Therefore, we have prepared for that event.
Mm-hmm.
We, too, have our telephone lines of communication.
Yes, you have. I didn't think it would surprise you if she wasn't here.
Let me say that not much does come as a surprise, unless, and I know you will not be offended when I say this, unless it is with the continued stupidity of the human race.
I would agree with you on that too.
I do not mean to offend.
No, it's a fact.
And I am saying this largely and not to individuals.
I know, you're using it as a general term. And we would agree with you completely, and if anything, they're becoming more stupid.
We are doing what we can, and although you may not see it, progress is being made.
That's comforting anyway. Thank you.
With your permission, I would like to speak to you and give you a little light relief this time, and perhaps give another small insight into what you will be seeing in time to come when you join our ranks.
Yes, that would be very interesting, thank you.
Can I ask, please, that all the friends here try to clear a space in their higgledy-piggledy minds and listen and try to picture what is being relayed to them.
Yes, I'm sure we'll try to do that.
I will wait a moment and then I shall take you on a little journey.
Okay.
In this world that you inhabit, you have what you term your four seasons.
Yes.
Although we do not have seasons as you would imagine, there are changes occurring through our time span also. I would like you, please, to picture in your mind's eye a door. This door is white, but not the white that you know of here. I can only ask you to think of it as the white that you see on a snowy day in your realms when the snow has ceased and the sky breaks and a sunbeam comes down and lights upon the fallen snow. Imagine the brilliance and the sparkle from those ice crystals and try to put it upon the door I am asking you to view. There is a handle, the beautiful golden handle on this door, and I ask you to reach out and turn it and gently push the door and swing open. This vista you will see before you is what you would call winter. In your winter, you have bare twigs. You have dark clouds amassing in your sky, and you have rain. None of these things are wrong. It is just the season and what is expected. But in our realms, it is not quite so sinister. ahead of you is a beautiful tree. Look up from the bottom bark. Let your eyes lift. The boughs sweep out either side like a magnificent cloak, and the bottom branches are touching the ground. It is winter, but look at the leaves. See how they sparkle with the dew. Look at the brilliance. No, they are not green as you would expect in springtime. Neither are they the mottled oranges and brown of the autumn. No. Look again. See how they shine. Clear. Transparent. Each one is like a miniature mirror. Go up to the nearest bough and look into those leaves, and you will see your reflection a thousandfold. Gently rub your hands over those leaves and listen to the wonderful music that creates. Feel the soft dew upon your fingertips and believe that is the tree of our winter. Now, return slowly to the door and gently close it behind you. We move to the next.
May I ask you a question before we go on? I'm sure we would all like to know why it is necessary for you to have winter in your world. As we have always understood that there are no seasons such as we have.
Oh, I did say to you that it was not as you would imagine your seasons to be.
Yes, you did.
So often when souls come into our realms, once they have become, shall we say, acclimatized to their new surroundings, they sometimes feel the need to have something familiar to hold on to. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
And all of you, I am sure, have a favorite time of the year. We have these climatic changes for those that wish them. Do you understand me? Yes. I will explain further if you wish.
No, we do understand, but the appearance of winter would only be for those who are thinking in that way. Is that right? That winter scene is created by the thoughts of those who wish to see it.
Of course. I apologize, perhaps I was not clear at the beginning. I said to you to clear your minds so that hopefully you could see the scenes I was bringing you. And this is precisely what would happen in our realms. But once the scene is in the mind, it can then become reality for that person for as long as they need it to, you understand.
Yes, but others who are in the vicinity wouldn't necessarily be able to see it.
No.
Unless they wish to do.
It is for that person or persons who bring it to mind.
Yes, so it doesn't exist except in their mind.
But it is sometimes a vital part of the growth of their soul.
Oh, yes, yes, we do understand that, thank you. Yes, that clarifies it for us, thank you very much.
I do so apologize for not making myself more explicit at the time.
No, it was contradicting something else we had heard, that's why I wanted to clear it. Now it confirms what we have heard, and I thank you for the explanation.
May I continue, or is there some other?
No, yes, please continue.
I do not wish to confuse you.
No. No, I will question if there should be any apparent confusion.
Please do. We always have said, have we not? Question. Question. Never accept without question.
That's right, you have. Oh, please continue then.
We go to the door for the season of spring. This door I would ask you to see as a shimmering silver green, a new color which denotes a new growth. Touch the handle. Push the door wide. In front of you now are much smaller trees. Look at them. Look upon their branches and see the buds. Now, carefully watch as each bud opens slowly before your eyes. See how it shimmers with the color of the door. See how each leaf unfurls and grows and offers a promise of things to come. Look up and see the new butterflies as they rest upon the new leaves, their colors more vibrant, more shimmering than the best and softest gossamer. Listen as they beat their wings. Listen to the music of spring. This is a season of rejuvenation, and those that wish it feel reborn as they watch the tree give birth to new life. Walk back slowly now and close that door behind you. The next door is for the summertime, a time of warmth, a time of laughter. This door I would like you to see as a bright golden yellow. Feel the warmth coming from it as if it was the rays of the sun. Once again, push open the door. Before you is the most magnificent carpet of flowers. See how the gentle breeze moves their petals so the colors intermingle and become a shimmering light. What colors do you see? Every color of the rainbow and every color that you have yet to see. Colors that you cannot identify but will in time. Listen as the petals stroke by one another. Listen to the music of the summertime and feel glad. There will be no need for you to pick these flowers. That is not the purpose of their growth. Stand a while and breathe in their perfume. It is as you have never smelled anything before. It will release in you all the joy for living. Slowly say farewell to all the summertime and close the door. now final door. This door is more than one color. See how many you can see mingling on its surface. Golds and copper, browns, greens, and reds. Open this door and watch it before you. Look, look, as a carpet of leaves unfolds before you. Raise your eyes and see how they come down, gently, gently coming down, swaying and touching, and apart and touching, until they reach the earth's surface. Listen to the murmuring of them as they come down. Look through them, and you see another tree. But look, not one leaf has dropped from its boughs. Not one. It is still as vibrant as it ever was, but more muted, more gentle. Coming to the quiet time, to the quiet time before the winter comes. Put your hands down and lift the leaves and let them fall in front of your face. Smell their perfume. So different to those of the flowers, but no less beautiful for that. And now stand back. Move your eyes from right to left, and what do you see? All four of the seasons, all mingling together, becoming as one. And rejoice in the knowledge that you will be surrounded by all of these senses. Listen to the music of the trees. Smell the perfume of the flowers. Listen to the murmurings of the leaves as and rejoice, for this is the spirit of life.
Thank you very much for those descriptions.
Content with what I have said in explanation. explanation to your question. Do you understand that just as thought while you are on this earth is so important, therefore thought in the spirit realms can give you whatever it is you wish to see?
Yes, we do understand that, thank you. I don't think anybody has a question on it, have they? Everybody understand it?
Yes,
the power of thought can produce what has been described to you. It doesn't exist necessarily all the time, but it is there to be recaptured by your own thought. Everybody clear on that?
Are you certain? I do not wish there to be confusion or concern.
Yes, I think I understand that this exists, but it requires our thought to bring it forward. Is that correct?
Indeed. It is as we say to you, in times of trouble, do not be concerned. Open your thoughts. Open your mind, and all can be well. I have talked to you about seasons this time, but I could just as easily have asked you to imagine your favorite pastime, which you may wish to recall when you join our realms, until you feel the need to leave it behind.
Certainly.
I brought you an insight into how different your seasons here and the seasons in spirit are. And I do so hope that you manage to capture a little of what can be seen.
Yes, I'm sure we have, thank you. Yes, thank you again.
Before I leave you, I would ask, please, has anyone here any connection with someone by the name of Jason?
Anybody had a connection with a Jason?
An alive one, yes.
This Jason needs to be aware of a problem within himself. It is something he is pushing to the back of his mind, but it needs to be addressed, and he will be given guidance on how to overcome it and what path he needs to take.
Is that the message you'd like to be given to him, or is there anything else I can say?
Only that he is not to be concerned he must address it and not push it further away as he has been wont to do lately. I would be grateful if you could be of some help in this matter.
Can you mind, Mark?
Yes, certainly, yeah. Mm.
Thank you very much.
I leave you now with much love and blessings for future happiness.
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed.
All here are surrounded by wonderful lights which shine before you. Beacons, I know you have been told before, but you are beacons of light, guiding people towards you.
It's very pleasant to know, and we hope we shall be able to continue to do that. And God bless you and all those with you.